This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at Paul's prayer of blessing in 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 11 through 13. I pointed out there is a progression in his prayer. He starts by asking God the Father and the Lord Jesus to make his return visit happen. Then he asks in verse 12 that the Lord might make their love increase and overflow for each other. He points out his love for them is increasing and overflowing. In other words, he wants their reunion to be characterized by an overflowing river of love. But notice the phrase, "and for everyone else." Paul always emphasized the importance of rich relationships in overcoming obstacles such as discouragement. He then prays that the richness of such relationships might overflow with love for others. In fact, he wants everyone within the scope of our influence to feel the impact of our love. This reminds me of Jesus' words in John 13:35, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The final point Paul prayed for is that God would strengthen their hearts so they would be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Paul wanted to return to them so he could supply what was lacking in their faith. Now he prays that God the Father would do this, whether he returns to them or not. In other words, if anything positive is going to happen in their lives, Paul wants it to be known God the Father and the Lord Jesus made it happen. Is that the burning desire of your heart? Do a reality check.